Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. And this week we've learned about the ways God defends us against the attacks of an enemy, the devil or Satan. We've looked at how it's described as the armor of God, a helmet, a belt, a shield, a sword, and so on. Now, we all have our weaknesses in this life. We might joke about them a little bit and say, oh, my weakness is chocolate or good wine or something like that. But more seriously, we all have areas of our lives that are vulnerable to attack, where we're vulnerable to compromise or something like that. So we all have these areas that where we're vulnerable. And as a follower of Jesus, you're not just vulnerable, you are under attack. And that's clear and stated in this passage. Hard as that may be for us to hear, much as we might think, oh, we're modern people, we've moved beyond that idea. This is something timeless. It's in the Bible. Jesus clearly believed in these evil forces that work against us. He was tempted directly by the devil. And so it's something we really need to take seriously as well, that there is a spiritual battle being fought out there. Even if we can't always see it, can't always feel it, it is there. And if we look for it, we might recognize where those vulnerabilities are being taken advantage of. If we ignore these enemies and pretend they're not there, then we're especially vulnerable. So it's important to, whether we like the imagery or not, pay attention to this reality, that there is a battle being fought out there so that we can defend ourselves against it, drawing on the defenses that God has given us, the armor of God we've explored this week. It's there for us to use, but we have to know there's a battle being fought to actually pick it up and use it. So we looked this week already at what each piece of armor was about, but now I want you to think about what each piece of armor is meant to defend against. What vulnerabilities in life are these pieces of armor meant to protect against? So your challenge for today is to make a list of the vulnerabilities the armor is meant to protect against. Like, what does the belt of truth guard against? Lies. What does the helmet of salvation guard against? Fear. So write down a list like that with a vulnerability for each piece of armor. Then circle the one where you know you are most vulnerable right now. Are you more likely to give up truth? Or are you more likely to give up confidence in the gospel and your salvation? Are you more likely to stay at home when you could be sharing good news? And so on. Circle the one that's most vulnerable right now, where your defenses are low, where you need to intentionally take up God's armor. Pray about taking up God's armor in this area of your life, and envision yourself actually putting it on today as you head into whatever challenge comes your way next. So that's what you can put into practice today. Discuss it with your small group first, a team of people you can share our challenges with and discuss how you're learning and growing. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this. Bye for now.